You're listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM, online at cfru.ca, and syndicating across Canada.
Layers lately.
Welcome back to this observational session of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope here on CFRU. This is the 150th broadcast, the main broadcast of the show. So I'm trying to make it very celebratory in certain ways. It's more, feeling good about being able to broadcast so many shows over the years. For incoming listeners, new listeners, about the situation right now, I'm just getting over a second sickness cold. It's almost gone. I was so much worse the last few days with a nose blocked and sneezing, but that is all right. I am safe here. Everyone is safe here at the station. And then yesterday I spilled tea, the gorgeous peach flavored tea, on my laptop. So it's in for maintenance repairs. Hopefully I can recover the data off that. Seemed to be working, I guess, when I accidentally turned on my computer when I was transporting it. Nothing was making no weird noises or whatever. So today I've been relying on physical albums and using the computers here at the station. It's been very nice, actually. I think it keeps me on my toes and thinking instead of having everything written down on the screen. I should do that more often now. Well, it depends on how long I'm without a computer, which I hope isn't too far. So we just heard a song. It was called Wet Dream by Rock Despot. I hope that's how you pronounce that. Montreal-based project by Peter Jaraki. I'm sorry if I get your name wrong. Peter actually emailed me a few months ago. I guess I hadn't caught up on a lot of emails of artists submitting music to me. So over the last few weeks, I was doing that. So I got in contact with Peter and he sent me this album of his. Of his Rock Despot album called Overflow. That's what the Wet Dream came off of. And actually also found out that Peter had lived in Guelph for a few years, I believe, when he was younger. So there's that Guelph connection there. Pretty nice. Yes. Now we played some poppier rhythmic, and I guess, what would I say? Mainstream sounding stuff. Now we're going back into the obscure. And I've also been catching up on songs I've been meaning to play over the last few weeks. Sickness has not been well to me this year. So we're going across the oceans again, going to Liverpool in the UK for a band that I've known of for a few years now, having listened to one of their songs in Prague Magazine's CD sampler. And I thought that they were pretty awesome from that. It wasn't until just like a few weeks ago that this band, it's called, I guess it's either pronounced APATT or just APAT. It's a weird spelling, also lowercase a, capital P, A, lowercase T, and then uppercase T. Here, let's read the description here. A restless, relentless take on 21st century music and performance involving deconstruction, reconstruction, and evolving values, redefining notions of failure and success. As with any APAT product, you can expect nothing but the best materials and finest blend of natural and synthetic resources shaped for your special day. Oh, and I'm trying to make this a special day. Good, I'm playing them today. So that was their description on Bandcamp. So I trailed off a bit. They had released a compilation album on their Bandcamp page, which I'll just quickly get back to there. So it's a website, I should say. So it's http://www.apat.untitledmix.exclusive.thankyou.com. And I listened through that compilation. I was very impressed by all the different types of music, actually. Not just, I would categorize them as, avant rock music, but they have different genres that they work with, which is impressive. So from that mix, I found one song, which they released with, I believe their last original full-length album called Fun With Music, released in 2015. We're going to be listening to Peppercorn Rent here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Here's a pat.
Oh, that's the best of a new broom. 16 room, 5 1.
getting into some more proggy goodness here now. Here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, that was The Night Watch. Ottawa. They are an Ottawa instrumental ensemble with a focus on the violin, as you heard there. Violinist Evan Ren Rung. Yes, Evan Rung, I believe. They released a new album last year in November called An Embarrassment of Riches. We heard the second track there called Mendoza. It's a full concept album, actually. And I'll read just a bit off the Bandcamp page where you can find that album, An Embarrassment of Riches. The Night Watch are proud to present their third full-length opus, An Embarrassment of Riches, an instrumental conceptual epic of depth and scope that represents the culmination of years of painstaking work. The story loosely follows a nameless explorer who finds themselves shipwrecked on a seemingly deserted island. Much like the looming peaks adorning the gorgeous cover, courtesy of artist Alice Duke, An Embarrassment of Riches is a towering and richly detailed journey through external and internal landscapes where progressive black doom and folk metal weave their way through a tapestry of post-rock, folk, jazz, and classical textures. Well, a huge tapestry of genres in there. So you can find An Embarrassment of Riches on the Night Watch's Bandcamp page. I want to get us into the next proggy act, another Canadian act. Because I don't have my laptop with me, and I believe I want to say that this band is from the East Coast. They are Scientists of Sound. I found these guys through the new releases, CD new release library here at CFRU. Let me read a bit of the one sheet. Scientists of Sound's signature anthemic prog rock electro sound unites raging guitar hooks with hard-hitting beats and epic gang vocal melodies, combining elements of electronica with the frantic energy of a rock band with something to prove at every show. An SOS set leaves the audience feeling like they just climbed a mountain. And then their new album, which we'll be listening to soon, The Beginning of the End, finds the band embracing more of their rock and roll influences and their reverence from the prog rock movement of the 70s, as exemplified in artists like Pink Floyd, Yes, Rush, Alan Parsons Project. Is prog rock? Is prog rockronica a genre? It is now. So the song we're going to be listening to right now, I want to get into it really now. I'm talking too much. Maybe I do need my laptop to keep me from talking too much. Or maybe it's a good thing that I'm talking so much. We're going to be listening to The Burn, which will show that progressive rock and electronica mixture there. So here's The Burn by Scientists of Sound here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Here we go. Thank you. You're listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM, online at cfru.ca, and syndicating across Canada.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us. midnight on the 12th of August, a huge mass of luminous gas erupted from Mars and sped towards Earth. Across 200 million miles of void, invisibly hurtling towards us, came the first of the missiles that were to bring so much calamity to Earth. As I watched, there was another jet of gas. It was another missile, starting on its way. That's how it was for the next 10 nights. A flare spurting out from Mars, bright green, drawing a green mist behind it, a beautiful but somehow disturbing sight. Ogilvy, the astronomer, assured me we were in no danger. He was convinced there could be no living thing on that remote, forbidding planet.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they come.
Then came the night the first missile approached Earth. It was thought to be an ordinary fallen star, but next day there was a huge crater in the middle of the common, and Ogilvy came to examine what lay there. A cylinder, 30 yards across, glowing hot, and with faint sounds of movement coming from within. Suddenly the top began moving, rotating, unscrewing, and Ogilvy feared there was a man inside trying to escape. He rushed to the cylinder, but the intense heat stopped him before he could burn himself on the metal.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. Chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they come. Yes, the chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. Chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they come.
It seems totally incredible to me now that everyone spent that evening as though it were just like any other. From the railway station came the sound of shunting trains, ringing and rumbling, softened almost into melody by the distance. It all seemed so safe and tranquil.
So it seems that prog rockronica seemed to have already existed all the way back in the late 70s. We just heard the first part of Jeff Wayne's musical version of The War of the Worlds. It's a pretty, I think, a big monolith for progressive rock in the 70s. And And actually, I guess pretty much for the late 70s, when prog was losing popularity at that time, Jeff Wayne was able to, as we heard, use prog, prog's like musical textures with the electronic implementation and the concept, like basing it on the War of the Worlds. And also, I guess at that time, disco was getting popular. So adding that disco kind of feel and rhythmic, and adding all the symphonic stuff is just incredible for that time, I think. And yeah, so we heard, it was called The Eve of the War, was the first track we just heard off Jeff Wayne's musical version of The War of the Worlds. And so the piece before that, Scientists of Sound's The Burn, reminded me of that, of Jeff Wayne's album. I think I should definitely play more of the War of the Worlds album because it's very captivating, listening to all that. And yeah, it's lots of atmospheric, it's not a really good word. I'll think about it next time we listen to the next part of the album, because now I want to get to, I guess it's a bittersweet section of today's section. As many of you might have heard, well, if you're in the progressive rock realm, you definitely heard this news that Neil Peart, the drummer and lyricist of Rush, passed away last week. Yes, last week. 2 weeks ago, around that time, from losing his fight with brain cancer, I believe. It was a shock to hear that. Rush's music and Neil's, I guess I would lean more to his lyrical work that really connected me to Rush's music. It's a great loss to everyone. Not just the progressive world, but Canadian music overall. And it was great to have, Neil's voice heard and stuff like that. Yeah. So I think the last of today's show we'll be listening to a few tracks by Rush, because we haven't listened to Rush in a while. And unfortunately, not a good way to bring Rush back into the SMK's gaze through tragedy, but it's bittersweet and want to recognize the greatness of Neil Peart. So we're starting off with the earliest work. I want to, a tune that I've been into recently. It was actually a cover, hearing more of it, a cover of the song by Ninja Sex Party on one of their cover albums, Madrigal. It's very simple and very fantasy driven, but it drives home. Then we'll be listening to, Madrigal from A Farewell to Kings, 1977. Then we skip a decade to Hold Your Fire album, Force 10, and hopefully we'll be able to fit in one more song. So I'll just leave it at that too for now. Here we go. Madrigal by Rush, in memory of Neil Peart, here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Dragons grow. storm I walk toward. When all around is madness and there's no safe port in view, I long to turn my path homeward to stop a while with you. When life becomes as barren and as cold as winter skies, there's a beacon in the darkness, in a distant paradise. In vain to search for honor, and in vain to search for truth, but these things
thank you.
sight and sound. Look in with the storm in the eye. Look out to the sea and the sky. Look around at the sight and sound. Look in, look out, look around.
That was Force 10 by Rush off Hold Your Fire, and before Madrigal by Rush on A Farewell to Kings. I want to squeeze in one more track, which is the 2013 remixed version of the 2002 album Vapor Trails, playing Sweet Miracle, because certainly it was a sweet miracle to have Neil Peart in our world, in our Prague, and all this existence of ours right now. And with that, this has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM, CFRU.ca, and syndicating across Canada. Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program. I have been your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. Until next we behold, Prague on, and look inward and beyond.